Residents of the South Bronx are fighting back against Fresh Direct's proposed plan to move their major New York City processing and shipping plant into their area. Today, South Bronx Unite, in conjunction with the New York Lawyers for the Public Interest, amended their original filing with the city to encompass additional environmental and zoning concerns. Fresh Direct's move would subject one of the nation's highest asthma-afflicted areas to even higher rates of air pollution and circumvent the intended public use of the land as outlined by the state in its lease. WBAI's Lucas Reckhouse spoke with Michael Johnson of South Bronx Unite about this ongoing conflict.
Their proposed move was a non-democratic process in which it was unveiled. First of all, it was announced 2 days before the first public hearing and only public hearing on the project, which gave the public or the citizens of South Bronx or the area directly affected no time to give any input or hear the entire plan. We understand through FOIA requests and doing a lot of detailed investigation that they're basing their application and their environmental assessment off of a 20-year-old environmental impact statement, which doesn't really reflect in the current scientific models of measuring pollutants in the air, since we have 8 times the national average in health-related illnesses, and it doesn't really reflect the true demographics or population change of the community.
So to get an idea of the impact that Fresh Direct would have on the neighborhood, they have something like 2,000 trucks coming in and out of their facility every day on average, and this would be then in an area that is something like 5 times the national asthma average, is that correct?
Right, it's actually 8 times the national average, and they're proposing to have 1,000 diesel truck trips per day and a total of 1,944 vehicle trips per day, which means employee vehicles and also a shuttle. But even those numbers have been totally underestimated based on what's really considered a vehicle.
And along with the environmental concerns, there are also some zoning controversy, right, in terms of what the space in question should be used for, which is, I think, one of the largest city-owned properties in the South Bronx, right?
Yes, actually, it's state-owned by New York State Department of Transportation. It's the guarding of the land for the public, in which they entered a 99-year lease with Harlem River Rail Yard Venture Group, who had the purpose of their lease was to do an intermodal rail yard to reduce traffic on our highways and streets. And the only thing that's happened in the last 20 years since the lease was established was actually more truck traffic generating businesses were brought to the Harlem River Yard in the form of New York Post, Wall Street Journal printing distribution facility, FedEx distributing facility, and also a 5,000 ton per day waste transfer station and 2 fossil fuel power plants. They seemingly have planned to try to bag or box groceries to be distributed throughout New York City, occupying a space just adjacent to a waste transfer station.
So what would the community like to see happen with the land?
It's only natural or a good idea to have something that would be a countering effect to the harmful asthma-causing environmental elements, negative elements. So such as a green space, things that can be used for recreational purposes, which we feel could also create jobs, because if you create green space and people come, it will create a need for services to be provided.
South Bronx Unite, in conjunction with the New York Lawyers for Public Interest and other groups, have now this past week amended their filing. What was the amendment that took place? That was in regards to the zoning?
Zoning, and also there was issues with the Empire State Development Corporation has accepted Fresh Direct, who's a retail industry, a retail business, into the Excelsior program for $19 million of subsidies. And that's clearly earmarked for manufacturing and also agricultural businesses, which Fresh Direct is not. It's supposed to be a public land for public benefit, and Fresh Direct, or the Harlem River Rail Yard Venture, has only brought private benefits for themselves, making $450,000 a month on this land that has no public benefit, which that's a clear violation of the intent for the original lease 20 years ago.
So where do things stand right now? When will the suit be ruled upon by the state?
It was originally looked at as being answered or ruled upon by the courts in October. That date might change based on answer from the other opposing counsel, and then we probably would have to amend or make a response to their answer. So that October date might change.
Now, in addition, there are some other interesting facts about FreshDirect. So, for instance, they're accused of having suspect labor policies, right? Not really paying livable wage. There's also the issue that the land is actually on a Native American burial ground and settlement.
That's correct.
Right.
It's been documented by the New York State Department of Transportation in the environmental impact statement that was done 20 years ago, that there's evidence of a Native American burial ground and settlement, and that has not... That's been totally overlooked in terms of its importance. Also, the living wage bill that was passed by the city council, FreshDirect would be exempt from that living wage legislation, even though they are proposing to give them $127 million in subsidies that are taxpayer money.
Michael Johnson is with South Bronx Unite. He spoke with WBAI's Lucas Reckhouse.